that video was from the series of 10 videos that were shared already on the WeChat, the group message.
那个就是在谈起那个群里边，哎，
啊，哦、oh, ，there you go
喂，就说那个是好像是发到你们的群里边了啊，总共是十个啊，不同的，那这是其中的一个，有天主教里的部分的一个讲授啊。
That was episode number 9 that we just watched.
哦，这个是第九个啊，刚才看的。
So if you want to watch it again, you can use that group, and all of the other episodes are also very beautiful.
那如果你看的话，你可以用你的手机去看那其他的那几个啊，都不错啊。
The other episodes focus on different aspects of the Catholic faith, sharing especially beautiful imagery and saints and places in the world.
每一集呢都不同啊，都从不同的方位去看啊，也是在不带你不同去不同的地方啊去体验，这样的话你可以了解更多。
I wanted to show you that video because it provides such a nice summary of different important points in our life of prayer.
那刚才那个我们看到的观看这一遍，就是从不同角度去在谈我们的信仰生活啊。
I just want to go over with you some of those important points.
那我们就是看一看刚才我们看的，然后有些你能记住，有些没记住，但是我们要看一看，然后里边一些重要的一些观点啊。
First, he made the point that prayers like the Our Father or the Hail Mary help to calm our minds and put us in a place to be more receptive to God.
那就是我们祈祷用天主经也好，圣母经也好，用这样的话让我们的思想能够集中，我们真正的去跟天主去交谈。
And that's a very important part of our life of prayer is finding ways to transition from the busyness and the noise of the world into a place of inner stillness where we can hear God.
你说当然祈祷就是让我们能够静下来，真的是从这个繁忙的生活中去离开，而且去真正的能够去跟天主去沟通，聆听天主的圣言。
Another important point that Bishop Barron made is that in prayer we have the meeting of two desires, God's passionate desire for us together with our desire for him.
当然我们祈祷呢有两个不同的一种期望或者说渴望吧啊，天主对我们的渴望啊，我们对天主的渴望啊。
And that's a very important point to remember. Sometimes we feel like we are the ones doing all of the work in prayer as if we have to get God's attention.
我们在感觉说我们祈祷的事儿，好，我们做了很多工作，好像就是要引起天主的注意一样的。
But the reality is that God was seeking us long before we ever thought to seek him.
其实呢，是天主在寻找我们哈，其实在我们寻找他之前，他一直在找我们啊。
And in fact, when we enter into prayer, we are really taking the opportunity just to realize that God's world, that heaven is already breaking into our world. Prayer is when we become more aware of that.
就说其实在祈祷中呢，让我们再一次意识到啊，天主临在，天主就在找我们啊。
And at the same time, we do stretch upwards in prayer, we lift our minds and hearts to God to reach up to heaven.
就是让我们在祈祷中，我们能够去，就说用简单来说，聚心向上吧，就让我们的心、我们的灵能够去走向天主啊。
One of the things that I've learned about Chinese culture is that there is a real reverence for the idea of harmony.
就是说让这个看到一个我们中文里边描述的这种和谐哈。
And there is a desire to harmonize life on earth with life in heaven.
生活在现世的这种和谐让我们能够去想到在天国的那个和谐啊。
prayer helps us to be more in tune with life in heaven so that we can harmonize heaven and earth.
就是这样的话，我们在祈祷中，我们也能够把这个现世和来世，地上和天上来一个，就是说合一啊，或者说共融吧，这两个词。
And then we also heard about Thomas Merton, who had a very difficult childhood, but then slowly came to discover the peace that he could have with God and the peace he could find in prayer.
那我们看到这个托马斯·莫顿啊，神学大师，就是他自己在少年的时候呢，确实他的生活呢就是比较乱、比较困难、比较乱七八糟啊。但是后来呢，他寻找天主，寻找了这种平安，得到了这种平安。
He was a very brilliant person intellectually, and he worked very hard to try to bring together his intellectual understanding into adoration, to really put God at the center of everything, his mind and heart.
那确实他是个很聪明的人啊，真的就是非常聪明，用他的智慧，他去祈祷，然后也在帮生活中的一切，最后他的焦点就是把天主作为他的生命的中心，他发现一切都变了。
And then we also learned about St. John of the Cross, who is a very important doctor of the church when it comes to prayer.
那我们看到另外一个伟大的圣人圣十字若望啊，他也是一样的啊，怎样去就默观祈祷。
And one of the things that John of the Cross teaches us is about the importance of the purification to become more free from idols, from attachments.
那就是他的一个方法呢，就是让我们能够去净化自己啊，就让我们在过去的灵修里边用的老词语炼炉吧啊，就是让这件事儿，这样的话我们能够去洁净心，去走向天主。
One of the things that John of the Cross reminds us of is that God is bigger than anything that we can experience with our senses or anything that we can come up with in our minds.
就是说他就说天主是很大的哈，一个巨大的一个图案，巨大的一个，这样的话对我们来说，让我们自己也去想啊，那些在我们的思想中啊。
And so, an experience that we have can be a good thing. We can experience a closeness with God, but God is greater than our experience.
就说我们每个人都有不同的经验，但是就是我们也可以经验到天主啊，那样的经验是好的啊。
And we can have some ideas about God, and even very profound ideas about God, but God is greater than our ideas.
We also have our own ideas. Just like we said, God is greater than our experience, or our ideas, is greater than our ideas.
So it's important that we don't worship our experiences and that we don't worship our ideas.But that we go beyond those and worship God.
就是我们自己朝拜的不是我个人的经验、个人的知识、才能等等，而应该去朝拜的是天主。
And that's what happens naturally in the process of purification, that we learn to let go of our experiences, our feelings, our ideas, and we don't cling to them.
就是平时我们没有这样的去净化，那就是圣十字若望了，就是让我们通过这种方式，把我们那些经验呀、其他的那些，就说扰乱我们心的，把它净化，这样的话我们才能够真正的经验到天主。
It's not that those things are bad, but just that God is greater.
并不是说我们经验的或者看到的其他的一些事情是不好的，而是说天主比这个还大，更伟大啊。
So we have to allow this purification process to, we have to go through this purification process in order to be drawn into union with God.
就说我们自己要通过这经过这个净化啊，这样这个净化是个漫长的过程，这样的话我们才能够最后跟天主真正的一种共融啊。
And that's the same thing that we were looking at in terms of the vows, the purgative, illuminative, and unitive ways.
就是我们看到了，我们前面看到三愿啊，我们开始用圣那里边就是好像炼露、明露、和露啊，用这个词语可能大家比较清楚。前面说这些词，然后再清楚。
And the vows are also a pathway of purification, as we talked about. It helps to free us to worship God, to place God at the center of our lives.
只有经过这样的一个过程，我们才能够真正把天主放在我们生命的中心。
We're always in danger of worshiping pleasure or power or material objects.
就是说我们平时呢有一些危险性的，危险到啥地方呢？就是危险，我们在崇拜的是权力啊，一些物质啊，或者说一些快乐的其他的一些事情，而把天主给忘了啊。天主应该是我们生命的中心。
But the vows of chastity and obedience and poverty are an antidote, a remedy for those forms of idolatry.
就是三愿哈，神、贞洁、贫穷、服从，这三愿都帮助我们哈，再一次能够意识到这个天主的临在。
He also talked about the possibility of extraordinary experiences, like Saint Teresa of Avila had, levitation and ecstasy.
当然他在这个里边也谈到了，就是说其他的一些。就是说就是不是我们常有的一些经验了啊，就像这个大德兰他的这种默观的神秘经验啊。
We don't need to have these extraordinary experiences in order to become saints.
就是说要成为一个圣人，也不见得每一个人都需要这种神秘经验啊，就是他的那些经验。
The way of holiness is always the way of love.
就说走向成圣呢，其实最主要的一点就是应该有爱啊。
But sometimes God does extraordinary things with us. He speaks to us and reveals Himself to us in extraordinary ways.
当然了，在我们的生命中，天主总是启示，有的时候给我们启示的事是用一种非常的方式啊，启示我们。
But more important than those extraordinary experiences are the kinds of things that Saint Teresa of Avila taught us about the interior castle.
就是，大德兰的这种神秘经验哈，真的跟我们的那个不太一样。
She taught us that we can have a security in ourselves, a castle that we. Can enter into so that nothing will disturb us.
Oh, okay. 他就是用那个好像一个自己的一种安全，好像一个碉堡一样的哈，一个小堡垒啊，就是那样的话，让我们自己很安全啊，这样的。
At the center of that interior castle is the dwelling place of God.
说在我们内在的那个堡垒，我们要感觉安全。其实呢，如果天主在那儿的时候，我们就安全啊。
And learning to become more interior, to go inside of ourselves and be in communion with God is part of our progress, our growth in the spiritual life.
它重点在就是说我们的内在啊，在心里边内在深处，我们跟天主相遇，天主住在我们心里边，那这个话我们灵修就成长了啊，灵性成长。
We don't want to live lives that are superficial, that are just caught up in the things of the world, noise and busyness.
就是说我们生活不要只是一种表面化啊，这样的话跟着世界这种忙碌一直在走啊。
But as we go into deeper levels of the interior castle, then we start to live more of our life in union with God.
就是说确实我们让我们的这个灵修我们就要进到我们心里边的深处。这样的话跟天主相遇啊，这样才是对我们的灵性生活才是有帮助的。
And one of the blessings of that is that we can have a peace that no one can take away from us.
内在的平安呢，就是任何外在的势力或者说人，他不能把我内在的平安去夺去啊。
And whether we have a long life or a short life, rich or poor, sick or healthy, we can have peace.
就说不管我们就是活多久，或者说生命的长与短、富贵贫贱，那个都没关系。但真正的平安在我们内心。
And then he talked about the prayer of petition, which is a prayer that we offer every day at Mass and in the Liturgy of the Hours.
那我们就是我们的祈祷意象，每台弥撒或者说我们念日课的事也有这种就是祈祷意象啊。
And we simply ask God for the things that we need for ourselves and for others.
我们平时总是祈祷为我们个人或者说为别人为团体的需要我们做的祈祷啊。
And he answered those questions about why we need to do this. Why do we ask God for things when he already knows and we cannot change him anyway?
就说里边说那我们祈祷之前天主既然知道天主都知道我们那为他我们还这样祈祷。
But he reminded us that God is like a parent who likes to receive the requests of his children and always gives us what we need, even if he doesn't always give us what we want.
就说我们的天父呢，就像我们的父母一样的啊，他喜欢聆听我们的这种祈祷，但这种祈祷给我们的上是给我们所需要的。而不是给我们想要的啊。
And in fact, in some cases, it's God Himself who is moving us to make the petition to ask.
那有的时候我们发现，我们做祈祷的事儿，其实呢，天主也在帮助我们，让我们在做这个祈祷，为某个事情祈祷。
And in other cases, making the petitions is what stretches our hearts and helps us to grow.
就是其实这个祈祷呢，这种意向也是在帮助我们自己的一种成长啊。
And then in the last section, he talked about about contemplation.
最后他真正谈了一个默观生活啊，默观祈祷啊。
He said that contemplation is entering into our deepest center, where God is in the process of creating us.
就是在最核心的深处，我们内心最深的深处啊，里边的啊，那样的话，天主在里边也是在改造我们啊。
It's an amazing realization that God lives in us.
真的是一个非常警惕的一件事情，天主住在我们心里边啊。
And as we become more aware of the presence of God in us.We can become more aware of the presence of God in everyone else as well.
就是说，其实这个帮助我们意识到天主在我的心里边的最深处，同时也在帮助我们要意识到啊，天主也在其他人每一个人的心中。
And the experience of Thomas Merton was that he saw people walking on the street, and to him it seemed that they were shining like the sun.
就说用那个莫顿他自己的经验在那个城市里边去他看到各种行人他也知道确实每一个人天主在每个人的心中因此每一个人也就是活得比较阳光啊。
So that was just a little summary of what we listened to and hopefully helps you to keep track of some of those important points.
这就是帮助我们，就是我们刚才看到的电影了，就是希望能够到这从中获得一点有用的、有帮助的。
Now I want to ask you a question, and maybe you'll be courageous enough to give me some answers, and if not, then maybe.At the beginning of our session tomorrow, you can think about it and give some answers.
现在呢，给你们一个问题啊，希望你们有勇气去回答。如果没有回答，来到明天上午呢，再做啊，进一步的做这个事情。
So my question is, what is it that makes prayer difficult?
什么事情让你这个祈祷呢是非常困难的一件事情？
When I asked the group last year this question, they gave me 6 answers, and then they also asked me 3 questions.
那去年的时候呢，就说那学习的修女，她问的是呢，修女们从六个方面给她回答了这个问题，同时呢，也向她问了三个问题啊。她希望我们做得更好啊。
But it seems that the group this year doesn't have any struggles in prayer. Prayer is easy for everybody here.
他说我们这个团体呢，好像这祈祷太容易了啊，不像是去年的哈，这个好像祈祷没有一点问题啊。
Does anybody struggle with prayer, or is prayer easy for everybody?
就说祈祷有没有那个挑战啊，或者说你感觉特别容易啊？不想说写好的，我就下去收。可以啊。
我自己觉得让祈祷变得困难的原因是一个是生活中的事情然后积压在心里很多很乱影响我投入更深的祈祷。第二个就是祈祷前没有做好的准备而且把祈祷当作工作做完了就了事。
后边能听见吗？刚听你说的能听见吗？听到了啊，听到我就不给他话筒了。你没听到我就给他话筒了。那请你接着说。
没了
两点啊。So he speaks two things. One first is distracted is because so many things in my life is so hard to focus on my prayer. Second is I did not prepare well, so many.I just want to get down as quick as possible. That's what I have to.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Thank you so much.
好，谢谢修女啊。
Does anybody else struggle with prayer?
还有没有其他的人？哦、oh, ，OK， 那边有休息。
有时候如果祈祷，如果祈祷的时候误了，自己没有赶上，就是好像过后以后感觉到自己没有罪恶感。
继续。 让我把这个话筒拿下去哈，这样给我们好一些。
啊、
uh-huh,
，Great。
Hello。
我觉得我祈祷的困难，最大的困难就是在祈祷的时候，那些会有很多的那些思想。就一般说是分心的东西啊会进来，然后就是在祈祷里面，尤其是默祷，最主要的大部分的时间是来好像是去和这些杂乱的乱七八糟的思想来做一个斗争。没有吗？
好，谢谢你。Second sister said he's often missed public community prayer, so I feel kind of guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the third one is it's very hard to practice the meditation, because when she meditate on the scripture, there are so many ideas, thoughts come to her mind, so it is kind of distraction.
Mm-hmm.
那个话筒也可以传过去，让他去。
那个我的祈祷困难就是第一，就是一般都是静不下来。第二就是每一般都是一祈祷就是瞌睡，好像可能就是没有不知道是什么原因。
好，是。It's so hard to kind of focus on prayer, cannot to.Quiet, make quiet. Second is easy to fall asleep. It's so tired.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, that's very honest.
谢谢你，这个真的这是一个非常诚实的一个问题啊。OK, 那边儿。
当我不想祈祷的时候，最大困难没有渴望，没有祈祷渴望的时候。
OK, 好，谢谢。Sometimes there's no desire to pray. That is hard to pray.
嗯哼。
In the prayer, sometimes other people, like a priest or readers, they, when they read the scripture or something, it's too fast, this kind of distraction, and kind of it's hard for her to pray.
还有就是不愿意接受和不愿意面对的事情存在的时候，进入不了祈祷。
Sometimes she faces something very difficult. It's a hard time, so that, during that time is, for her is hard to pray. When she has a hard time, it's hard to pray.
Mm-hmm.
好，这儿一个讯息。
第二个就是当对人对事内心特别抗拒，甚至对天主特别抗拒的时候，就觉得能够静下来去祈祷，觉得有空。
It's when I get tired, I don't want to pray, and especially sometimes I have a difficulty with other people, it's hard for me to pray.
Okay, you did better than last year. Good.
这今年比去年的问题还多，你们做得非常的棒。
And it's important for us to be honest about this. Even though we are the professional prayers, it's not easy for us. There are real difficulties when we try to pray.
真的，我们很诚实，也谢谢你们啊。那当然，我们在祈祷时也要诚实。虽然就是他说，什么好像干什么都是比较专业的，我们这群人就是专业祈祷的人，那有的时候还是有困难的啊。
And it's just like you told me your difficulties. You can also tell God your difficulties. Tell him you're tired, or tell him that you are struggling.
当然，我们刚才谈到的这些现象了。来，我们来静下来，我们然后看一下这问题。我们在祈祷的时候呢，首先把我们这些困难的事情给天主说：“天主呀，我累了啊！”就刚才我说的这些，给天主说啊。
And we can even tell God that we don't have any desire to pray, that we don't want to be with Him right now.
你也可以告诉天主说：“天主啊，我现在没时间，我现在懒得理你啊，这事儿不愿意跟你说话啊。”
That's honest, and that's the kind of relationship that God wants to have with His brides, to have that honesty.
这就是一种诚实的表现。确实，当人对天主这样真诚的时候呢，这也就像在和说刚才说夫妻一样的，说对自己的先生这样的，就是一种很真诚的表现啊。
And it's always good for us to remember that even when we don't want to pray, God still loves us, and He is pursuing us.
你说，虽然我们不愿意这个事儿祈祷，但天主呢，还是在这样追着我们，爱护着我，爱着我们啊。
Even the great saints had these same difficulties. For example, Saint Therese of Lisieux often fell asleep in her prayer.
来，我们说一些圣人呢也是一样的，他们在祈祷的时候也有一些困难，比方说小德南，祈祷的时候呢就睡着了啊。
But she also knew that just as a parent looks on a little sleeping baby with great love, that even when she was sleeping, God looked on her with great love.
也说就像小孩子一样的，小孩子在爸爸妈妈的怀中呢。那特别是妈妈，妈妈看着她也是欣慰的，用很大的爱在关注着她。虽然她睡着了，也是那样的爱她。
And we can even be honest in our prayer, like the apostles were. Even though they were the ones who spent so much time with Jesus, they still asked Him, "Lord, teach us to pray."
你看，我们看看宗徒们啊，宗徒们跟耶稣在一起那么久，那么长时间，他还跟耶稣说：“耶稣啊，你教我祈祷吧。”啊。
And sometimes when we feel dry in prayer and it's difficult and we don't know what to do, we can be honest and ask Jesus, "Teach me how to pray."
那我们有的时候也感觉的枯燥无味啊，特别就是我们过去用的词神就是神枯啊，那样的情况下的时候。我们就给耶稣说，那你教我祈祷吧。
Even when we have been praying for many, many years, we are still beginners, really.
就说我们祈祷，虽然祈祷了好多年了，其实对我们来说，还在祈祷方面还只是一个开始。
The more that we can be honest, open, vulnerable, the better that our prayer will be.
当我们真诚，我们就是开放，那真的我们的祈祷就会变好。
One very simple thing for us to remember is that whenever we pray, we can only pray as human beings. We don't pray like angels.
就说我们要知道说我们祈祷我们就是一个人，我们是人的祈祷啊，因为我们不是天使啊。
The angels are never distracted and they're never tired and they can focus all of their attention on God all the time.
那天使呢，因为他不是人啊，因此他能够没有不会受外在的干扰，他的能够聚集啊，他的焦点就在天主那里啊。
But that's not possible for us as human beings.
作为一个人呢，那我们有的时候我们不会那样的，我们总会受到外在的。
And when God decided to create us as human beings, He knew that He was not going to get the prayer of angels.
那天主造人的时候也知道，人的祈祷呢，就是不同于天使的祈祷。
He doesn't expect us to pray like angels. He expects us to pray like human beings.
天主呢也渴望从我们的祈祷就是真诚的，是一种人类的祈祷，而不是天使那样的祈祷。
So, one thing that can help us is at least not being so hard on ourselves. When we struggle with distractions, with tiredness, with bad moods, at least we don't have to be so hard on ourselves.
就是说我们会有刚才那些比方说困啊、累啊、其他的一些情况，就是说我们不要就是还是要保命啊，就是那样的，就是让自己能够很好的去面对这个。
Instead, we just make an offering to God of whatever we're feeling, whatever we're thinking right now.
就是虽然那样的情况，就是刚刚上面量的，就我们把这个呢给天主去给他奉献呀，把这个给献给天主啊，我的劳累啊，我的困难啊等等这些呢，就奉献给他，给他去说这些困难。
It's important for us to make the effort to focus and to make the effort to try to have good thoughts and to give our hearts to God. But we can't force ourselves.
就说那我们要去做一点进步啊，每一次做一点进步啊，就是我们要一些好的思想。然后把我们的心呢给天主啊，就做一点这样的有努力啊。
Saint Therese had a beautiful image. She imagined herself as a little child at the bottom of a staircase. Stairs.
那就说德南呢，他也是一样的啊，就是他自己，好像就在个楼梯那儿，那个小盒子那儿样的，就在那儿的，在最底下的啊。
And she imagined Jesus was at the top of those stairs. And she was so small that she tried to climb up a stair and then she fell back and she tried again and she fell back.
就说她自己呢从那楼梯想往上爬，爬一层掉下来，爬两层掉下来，就这样子。
And she said Jesus smiled and he was very pleased at the little efforts that she was making.
那就是他在尽自己的力量努力去做这个事情，耶稣呢看着他向他微笑啊。
But then Jesus walked down the stairs and picked her up and held her and then carried her up the stairs.
那最后呢，他努力了几次，耶稣下来了。抱着他啊，走吧，上去吧，一起上啊。
And it's a good image for us. We need to make the effort. The effort is important. We need to try and reach up to Jesus, but we need to let Him also come and pick us up.
就说我们自己要去做一样努力啊，就像小德兰一样的，也是那样的。当然，最后呢是要开放自己，也让耶稣来帮助我们，让他也。抱着我们一起上啊，一起走，向前走，向上走。
I want to give you a simple idea that is I found very valuable, that it comes from St. Ignatius of Loyola.
然后有一个关于伊拉爵士 的祈祷这个方面的，愿意跟大家分享啊。
St. Ignatius describes two states of prayer.
他有两个，就是说两个方面啊。
Spiritual consolation and spiritual desolation. And I'll show you the words here.
灵修的两个，一个是灵修的安慰，这个神位哈，神库的神位啊。
So,
consolation.
Yeah, the word should be here, maybe.
神位哈。
Yeah. So let's read his description. It helps us to have a name for the experience that we all have sometimes in prayer. The first is spiritual consolation, and then we'll look at spiritual desolation.
Okay, 神哭神慰，也是，对，就是这个。那我们来看看这一段，我们大家可能就更清楚一些。看不见啊。Too small, is it?
Too small. Oops, that's not better. Is it better?
现在怎么样？可以了。
行为就是人内心的推动，使人在我们的造物主天主的圣爱中开始燃烧炽热，因而使他们对任何受造物感觉无畏，只能在造物主中爱他们。同样，或因后悔的许罪，或因默想无主的苦难，或因其他与侍奉天主有直接关系的事而感动的流泪，因而更加爱主，这也是神位。最后，一切心毛安详的增进，一切内心的欢乐情绪，凡是能与人相向往，天上的地势，
We're going to start our time tomorrow by looking at these two rules in more detail, but hopefully when you hear that, you recognize some experience that you've had in prayer.
说那当然明天我们可以再更多的去讲这个神位和神窟啊，也希望你们在经验中，你们的祈祷经验中也有这样的。
When we think of those moments when our hearts are uplifted and on fire with love, when there are tears and joy.
就是我们真的，我们有的时候也有这样的啊，有激动的眼泪就出来了哈，激动的热泪盈眶啊。有的时候还有其他的，就是说真的，每个人的祈祷经验不太一样啊。
And we can think of consolation as being a scale. We can have very small consolations and very great consolations.
就是说这个神位呢，啊，有些人可能得到哦很大的，有些人可能得到就非常小的啊。
Let's read the description of spiritual desolation.
我们来看一看神窟这个方面的啊，把这个也读一读，了解一下。
人总觉得懒洋洋的，冷淡、郁闷，好像离弃了。
And I think we can all recognize that experience as well from our prayer life.
从我们的祈祷经验中，我想可能我们差不多每个人也有这一方面的经验啊。
When our hearts are weighed down and we are tempted and disturbed.
我们的心就是说比较沉重，我们就是其他的干扰等等，其他的各种事情，反正不该发生的都发生了啊。
And we feel like we are separated from God and that He's not listening to us.
就感觉好像我们跟天主分开了啊，天主好像也不听我们的祈祷。
So these two basic experiences are important for us to pay attention to in our spiritual life.
就是在我们的灵修经验中，这两种经验我们要去注意一下啊。
Of course, we like those experiences of spiritual consolation, and the hard part in prayer are dealing with those times of spiritual desolation.
当然，这两种经验呢，我们都喜欢第一个啊，神位啊，这样的比较好一些。但是我们就害怕，我们有的时候也恐惧这个神哭这样的一种经验。
These rules, there are 14 rules from Saint Ignatius.Basically, all of them, rule 5 through 14, are how to handle spiritual desolation.
那就是里边总共有14个这样的条文帮助我们去啊去认识去了解这个。但是呢，从5到14呢，就是他的神哭，可能真的对我们来说有一点挑战吧。
So that's We'll go into a little bit more of the detail from that. This, this file, I already put it on the webpage, so if you want to read over those rules, or you can just look them up, they're from the spiritual exercises.
就说那个在群里边发了，你然后可以打开先看一看这14个规律啊，条文吧，到时先看一看。
And I think we're out of time.
Yeah.颠倒了啊，差不多。
I don't have my sheet. Do you want to give a blessing?
好，那就是愿光荣归于父及子及圣神，其赐如何今日亦然，直到永远啊！愿主与你们同在。愿全能的天主、圣父、圣子、圣神降福你们。
阿门。
祝大家平安，感谢天主。